handle on the news.
Handle on the news!
And now, here's Bill Handel.
On a Tuesday, October 12th. Good morning, everybody. Bill Handel here. Morning crew. Well, actually, partially morning crew. This morning, Wayne was not feeling well, so he won't be coming in. So Chris Little will be both Chris Little filling in for Jen and Wayne.
All right.
All right, yeah. And you certainly have the creds for that, don't you?
I do.
I understand, and we're going to move forward. I was talking to Robin yesterday about you filling in, because you don't do it that often. Usually it's someone else.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah, and we both decided you actually are perfectly adequate.
Perfectly adequate, that's all I can
mediocre,
ask for.
But, you know, able to cross the finish line. So
you know, it's interesting because, I've often used that word to describe you.
I understand that, and I know that, and to my face. This is the relationship we have. Chris and I have a very close relationship, to say the least. Anyway, Chris Little, good morning.
Hey, Bill.
Chris will be here all week and next Monday until Jennifer comes back. Alex, good morning.
Morning.
Morning. And Tyler, good morning.
Good morning.
And Misty, who screens for me on Handle on the Law, Tuesdays and Thursdays, as well as Saturday. Good morning, Misty.
Good morning.
You know, she's also a KFI editor in the newsroom.
You know, she does so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a man about town here. You're a utility player, as it were, Misty.
Yes.
How long have you been here? Because I know you had left and then come back.
Well, I started in 2008, and then I left, and I came back a year ago.
Yeah, and if anybody ever saw Misty, she looks like she's 12.
Yeah.
She does. And do you know that she has a couple of kids in their 20s?
No.
You know, she's...
They're as three my
mother,
and five.
As my mother would say, she's no fried chicken.
All right.
I go, that's spring chicken. That's spring chicken, Mom. All right, anyway, Misty's aboard. And at what, five-year-olds?
A three-year-old and a five-year-old.
Okay, yep. And still looks like she's 12.
thanks, Bill.
You're welcome. All right, guys, you ready to do it?
We've
got plenty to cover today, and Dodgers ain't doing so well. As a matter of fact, that is our lead story.
So I say D. I say D-O. D-O-D.
Well, 1-0 loss with the Giants in game 3 last night, and they are on the verge of elimination.
So they have to win 2? Back-to-back?
I think they have to win 2 back-to-back, yeah. Yeah, and let me tell you, the people that, you know, the Dodger fans are upset. No one is upset like the sales department here at KFI.
Well, as long as they keep going, no one will be upset.
You know, the commercials.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine? It's over. You know, that's it. Game 4, we're finished with commercials. Wait a minute. No.
It was pretty windy yesterday at the stadium. Some of these balls were... smacked at 100 miles an hour and just kind of petered out.
Yeah. Oh, it was like this morning coming in. I mean, it was cold. Gusts up to 70 degrees, 70 miles per hour. And the wind was blowing like crazy. It reminds me of Peking duck. You know, that's how they cook Peking duck. You know that?
Well, with wind?
Yep. Cold, dry air.
Wow.
Yeah. It's that's how they get that crispiness. It's just, they just hang a duck outside. Days like this.
Fascinating.
Yeah, just hang a duck outside your porch.
You know, Bill.
You'll have Peking duck. What?
No, I was just going to tell you that more than 34,000 Californians could lose their electricity this weekend as cold Peking duck gusty winds are increasing the potential for fire danger.
Yeah, well, it's for those of you, that's true. I mean, we're talking about both Con Edison, yep. Southern California Edison, as well as Pacific Gas and Electric. Do you live in... What utility is yours, Chris?
SoCal Edison. And luckily, I live in an area that never gets blacked out. Ever.
All right. Well, you're lucky.
I am lucky. I was going to buy a generator, but I don't need one.
Well, I mean, I have a generator at home, and I've used it a bunch of times.
Is it a smoky diesel generator?
No. I used to have a smoky diesel generator, and then I bought it from Costco, by the way. I replaced it with a Costco generator.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Costco sells generators.
Right?
They sell caskets. This is online. Mm-hmm. And they sell generators.
Wow. Well,
and I've used it just several times. Matter of fact, I may have, there's one other house on my street that has a generator. And when power is gone out, it wasn't a rolling blackout, just a transformer blew down the street or something and power was dead. for a few hours. There's my house blazing with light. If that happens, I turn all the lights on in my house.
Show off. Right?
And I just, of course, and I just go door to door knocking on these dark houses and say, hey, take a look.
Well, you might want to be careful. You could get shot.
No, you know what I'm frightened of is people plugging in electrical cords in my outlets and just saying these cords are down the street.
Well, word to the wise, if you're going to plug into those electrical cord outlets, then you need to go to Home Depot and get a 100-foot long extension cord.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Southwest, more cancellations yesterday. The cancellations are in are going up there, and it is the worst West airlines. This is bad. And they keep on blaming the FAA. The FAA says, what are you talking about? We were fine. They said, oh, no, the FAA doesn't have enough people, and there were layoffs, and people didn't show up. Well, you're crazy.
Yeah, I don't get it. They keep going up against the FAA, like you said. Who are we going to believe?
I'm going to believe the FAA this time around. I'll tell you why. Look at the evidence. Well, the FAA also controls the other airlines in the air. They didn't have that kind of problem.
They sure didn't.
So, okay, so it's clearly someone in the FAA in the control tower says, let's screw over Southwest.
Well, apparently Southwest isn't the airline it used to be or the airline we thought it was. I mean, it's a big screw-up.
Yeah. Do you remember when it first started? Southwest was a tiny little airline.
Yep.
And then it bought PSA, which was the neatest airline, Pacific Southwest Airlines.
I don't remember them.
It was a local airline that was, oh, it was spectacular. I remember that. The stewardesses, both male and female, would do their announcement rapping, for example.
Wow.
I mean, jokes. I mean, just having a good time. They met federal, and there was just, they had wild outfits.
So that went on to Southwest.
Yeah, and then they bought it, and it became joking. A little more staid. And Southwest used to be the airline. It doesn't have the same panache as it used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I really want to like it. But now, with all the problems, I don't think I would fly it.
Well, if you want to go out of Burbank, you basically have to fly Southwest.
Well,
I mean, you can still fly United. Alaska JetBlue has one flight to New York, I think, out of Burbank. But all the flights, if you want to go San Jose, San Francisco, Phoenix, et cetera, it's all out of Burbank to make it really convenient.
Well, we had a small plane crash in San Diego County. It came down yesterday, and it hit a UPS truck and then smashed into some houses, and it killed the pilot and the UPS driver. It was crazy. I mean, it was a mess. They had debris all over the place.
Yeah, usually you have these pilots that do everything to avert hitting a house.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And this one went augured right into two homes and the UPS truck.
Yeah. It looks like he kind of tried to hit the street or an intersection or something, but he didn't quite make it. I remember once a plane went down in Rancho Cucamonga. It was some sort of a twin-engine plane, and I guess one of the engines went out and caused the plane to veer and go straight down, and it hit a house, and it sliced between the garage and the main house. And that was it.
And no one was hurt?
No, except the pilot.
Yeah, usually when these things come down, usually the people on the ground don't get injured but don't get killed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. So anyway, this one, of course, the NTSB is all over it. Let's take a break.
All right.
We'll come back, and we have some fire news coming right up. This is KFI AM 640, and let's check in with Chris Little. And good morning, everybody. Bill Handel here on a Tuesday, October 12th.
Yeah.
We continue on with Handel on the news on this very gusty, windy day. Chris Little, Wayne is out today, not feeling well, and me. And we have a fire in Southern California, actually Santa Barbara. And the 101 freeway is closed. It's the Alisal Fire. And this thing, with these winds, it went from zero, virtually nothing, and then it's 2,000 acres.
We've got an update on it, Bill.
Oh, please,
3,700 acres now, at least 3,700 acres.
Jeez, this thing is going like crazy.
And it started yesterday at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Mm. So, you know, they can't even fight fires that are moving along as quickly as this is.
No, when it gets super windy, you can't get airborne out there either.
Right. So you just have to stay out of the way.
Yep.
and watch it. It becomes firefighters become looky-loos.
Officials are going to provide more details on Gabby Petito's final autopsy report. They're going to talk about it, and then they're going to follow up with some question and answers. And I'm wondering what everybody is going to want to know other than how she died.
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, no one has many doubts about this. Thing is, this story has just gone crazy. Every day we find something new. Have you seen, usually we get stories like this and they just somehow connect and they have legs.
Right.
And you never know which one is going to connect. And all of a sudden, like anything going viral, how the hell do you know when you do a video it goes viral?
Yeah.
But this one has continued on longer than I would have expected. And you're the news guy. You've been covering this stuff for years. Do you feel the same way?
Well, yes and no, because this one has a bad guy who we're trying to find. So it's almost like a whodunit, and everybody's fascinated. Where is this guy, the alleged killer, Brian Laundrie? And so I think that stoked a lot of interest. And then, of course, people putting laundry baskets on, you know, in the yard the other day, and just the whole thing, how she was living, Gabby was living an idyllic life one day, and then the next day it looked like she was in trouble, and then she winds up dead, and we can't find the guy.
Let me ask you something, and this says a lot about society, and I've pointed this out, and I got in a fair amount of trouble for doing that. One of the reasons, maybe a major reason, that this thing has exploded in the news is she is blonde, blue-eyed, and extraordinarily good-looking.
I think that's what started it, Bill, but I think it's continued now because of the mystery involved.
Yeah. And then a lot of minority folks were really upset. We had some black families say, hey, my daughter disappeared about the same time. No one cares.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know the answer to that. Do you not cover those stories? You cover all the stories.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, indigenous peoples, for example. Boy, the number of young women off reservations who disappear is extraordinary.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times that has to do with let's say a news outlet just picks one up. We may not have seen, a disappearance of a minority person, but somebody made a big deal about this one. So it just kind of... it just kind of catches fire.
Yeah, and you don't know. LAUSD is extending its deadline for employees to be vaccinated. And now they have until Friday to get their first dose. And then until November 15th to receive both doses. And, of course, the employees, the teachers are all screaming, you can't. Well, these, a fair number are saying, no, we don't want to get vaccinated. Government is not going to tell us what to do.
Well, then the government will tell them to stay away from the school because they won't be able to work.
Yeah, and then you have lawsuits. And look at the companies. You have the pilots. There's a number of those. Yep. Police departments where you have a fair number of people. And those that do not want to get vaccinated are saying, you had better let us come to work without vaccinations because it's going to destroy the department.
You know, we've got people in my family, four people in my family, half of us are vaccinated. The other half, one of them is teetering. The other is like, definitely no.
Yeah, why? Because of it has been tested. The government shouldn't tell you what to do.
Basically. And he listens to Joe Rogan.
Oh,
you know. So.
Okay. Does he have children?
Joe?
No, I know. No, you're
right. No. I've got a 30-year-old and a 24-year-old.
Okay,
neither one of them are married, and neither one of them have kids.
Okay, let me ask you, if they had kids, would they not let their kids go to school because of the vaccination? Because you'd be forced to vaccinate children because you are?
That's a great question. I have not asked that question. I will ask it when I get home
today.
Yeah,
just curious. You know, polio and measles, mumps, rubella.
Yeah.
You got about 10 vaccinations, and you have to have it. Otherwise, you're not going to school.
Oh, I know. Hey, the California Department of Justice is investigating the oil spill off the coast of Huntington Beach, and they're trying to figure out, you know, if the spill, what happened and what could have been done to prevent it. But is this normal that the Department of Justice looks at this stuff?
Yeah, in this case, because look at what happened. The issue here is Amplify Oil, the LE field, and the president is saying, oh, no, we did everything we could. There's a 15-hour lag
right
from the time it was first noticed to the time when the oil company actually did something about it. And the president just keeps on just weird guy. He doesn't come off as very bright, at least in my perception.
but he keeps on evading and obfuscating. Oh, no, no, no. Can't get an answer out of him.
Well, he's being coached.
Yeah, but- of course he is, you know, by the PR firms as don't say anything. But they have the timeline. Here is the timeline.
And, you know, these guys should always just get out in front of it.
Right.
And
they
just,
don't.
No. And it makes them look bad.
All right. And so the department, the DOJ of California has investigated. Todd Spitzer, Orange County DA, that's that agency's investigating. The feds are investigating. I mean, it's virtually the Coast Guard is investigating. They've got plenty of investigations going.
I would like to investigate why it started out at 144,000 gallons as an estimate, and now it's down to 24,000.
Because I don't know the answer to that. You know, we're going to figure that out, too. Who guessed? Do you guess high end? Do you guess low end? It's like whenever there's a drug bust and 40 tons of marijuana is captured or confiscated, and the authorities immediately say, oh, $800 million worth of marijuana was picked up. That's per joint is they're figuring out, and that's per joint.
Yeah, and it's always an estimation. You know, in this case, I'd like to see somebody go to bad guessers court.
Yeah, good point. Let's take a break. We'll come back and more Handle on the News. In the meantime, there's Chris Little. KFI AM 640. Bill Handel, morning crew on a Tuesday morning, October 12th. We continue with Handle on the News. Chris Little in for Jennifer this morning and this week. Wayne not feeling very good this morning. Woke up and
You know, there's a lot of that going around, even with people who are vaccinated.
What? Wayne not feeling good?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Particularly, specifically Wayne.
But I don't think he has COVID. I think he just wasn't feeling well this morning.
That's what I mean. Deborah Mark, one of our editors, they're all vaccinated and they're all not feeling well.
Well, I mean, that's a big stretch. I mean, it's basically flu
season. I'm not comparing them. What I'm saying is they're saying they don't have COVID, but they have other things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The first thing when you start feeling bad, you just run to get a test.
Yeah, and that's what Deborah did.
Yeah.
And that's what one of our other people did.
Anyway. Newport Beach homeowner who shot and killed an intruder has been cleared of criminal wrongdoing. Here's my question, Chris. Mm-hmm. Why is this even a news item? You have this crazy guy who lives in a crazy guy house.
That's the newsy part right there.
All right. A few doors down from this home that this couple owns. So he is screaming and ranting and raving. He runs down the street, breaks into their door, yelling their front door, screaming at the top of his lungs, goes up the stairs towards their bedroom. And the husband takes out his gun and basically air conditions the guy. He has holes in his body now.
Boom.
Okay. Where's the issue here? Intruder breaking into your house, going up the stairs, you yell, stop it, get out of here. And he doesn't. So you shoot him. And now we're not going to charge him. Of course they're not going to charge him.
That is a great question. And when you present it like that, I'm like, okay, that doesn't really make sense that they would say, we're not going to charge him.
Because, I know, you just ignore it. It's the cat who didn't run up the tree. I mean, this is there's the liability here.
Well, it's because it was some weird dude. And then he ran up the stairs and it was like a made-for-TV movie and he got shot.
I think the issue is that there's this halfway house or rehab house or something. Bet you the property values in that neighborhood are doing well.
I'm sure they're not doing terribly. Mm. Okay, so former UFC fighter Chuck Liddell was arrested on Monday. That's what they say, and that's what TMZ says, on suspicion of domestic battery against his wife. But Liddell said he was the victim of the altercation and that he was not arrested because he didn't fight back.
Really weird.
TMZ usually gets it straight.
Yeah, and the part of the story I really like is he lives in Hidden Hills. You know what the property values are in Hidden Hills?
Huge.
You know how much money you have to buy a house in Hidden Hills? So I guess he did okay.
Yeah, I think Janet Jackson used to live in Hidden Hills.
Oh, a lot of people live in Hidden Hills. But it's in the millions and millions. It's a horse area. A lot of horse equestrian stuff there. Do I know anybody that lives in Hidden Hills? Yeah, a couple people. And they certainly have a lot more money than I have.
All right. Well, Are you? This is yours. This
oh,
is
coming up in mine. I'm sorry. I'm moving the paperwork. I apologize
That's all right.
for that.
Well, you're filling out your checkbook.
All right. Yesterday was not only Columbus Day, but at the same time, Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes.
And we're moving in that direction. Columbus Day is going to disappear. There aren't that many Italians with that much influence left. nobody really cares. It's now we have a swing to Indigenous Peoples Day and recognizing them. And frankly, and I'm in favor of that, by the way, because Columbus was a son of a bitch.
Oh, sure. I mean,
he really was. He was a horrible human being and, quote, discovered the New World. Well, the Vikings did it 500 years before. And Columbus never actually, I think, set foot on the mainland. Is Hispaniola, you know, outside, I think, figure somewhere you know near Haiti is where he set foot.
Right.
And what he did to the indigenous people is, like, beyond comprehension. Enslaved them, brought over disease. I mean, he was a bastard. And yesterday I did a segment. It was all political, declaring Columbus Day as a national holiday. 100% political because of the Italian vote. And yesterday I talked about how a group of Italian men were hanged and the Italian community went completely crazy. They were accused of whatever crime and literally lynched and all of a sudden in an uproar. Okay, well, how about Columbus Day? Celebrating also that was the 400th anniversary of the landing of Columbus. In any case, Indigenous Peoples Day is going to happen and is happening more and more. I think, was it yesterday that the mayor apologized on behalf of the city?
Yes.
And
he said they want to erase the peoples. Here's what he said. We're sorry as a city for all the things that were done as a Spanish city, a Mexico city, an American city to erase the peoples whose land this is and always will be.
Right. I'm going to rename Los Angeles because let's name Los Angeles the insert name of indigenous tribe here city.
I wonder if that'll ever happen.
The indigenous people recognizing them and the Native Americans.
Oh, sure.
I think it's an important thing. Oh, on top of that, on top of what Columbus did, the United States broke every single treaty that it signed with the Native tribes. I mean, every one. There wasn't one that was upheld.
Isn't that fascinating?
During the 1800s and the Indian Wars.
Well, there's also a push to rename the Christopher Columbus Transcontinental Highway as part of the 10 freeway is labeled. And I forgot where it is. I think it's out towards, like, you know, I don't know where it is. Palm Springs area.
Also, you have El Camino Real that Father Junipero Serra, you know, set up the missions. There's another SOB. Who used slave labor to build the missions. Boy, that's special.
I was just down there in San Juan Capistrano a few weeks ago, and I was looking at the mission, and I was thinking, man, you know, people still love to go and see these things.
Oh, they're beautiful.
But what they represent
is slave labor.
Atrocious.
Father Serra's, they got the Serra Highway.
Yep.
I remember as a kid studying the El Camino Real. You go to the 101 out near, what's the off-ramp? Like Reseda area going.
Not my part of town, sir.
East, and there's a sign, El Camino Real.
You know,
you'd march every 20 miles. All right. Take a break, and we're coming back, and we'll finish up. Handle on the News on this Tuesday morning. Let's check in with Chris Little in the newsroom. And good morning, Bill Handle here. It is a Tuesday, October 12th, as we finish up Handle on the News. With Chris Little in for Wayne this week. For Jennifer Jones-Lee. Wayne is not here today. He woke up feeling kind of horrible this morning. There's me. So let's move on.
Hopefully Wayne doesn't have to go to Kaiser Permanente today because looks like they're going to go on strike.
And we're not the doctors, which are actually, you know,
doctors, the healthcare workers.
Yeah, the doctors are partners in Kaiser. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
It's really an interesting business model. But you're right. The healthcare workers.
I also know they have about 2,500 patients each. Some of them have 3,000. My doctor has 2,500 patients.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. He says, well, I don't see them all. And some of them hardly ever come in. And others are just getting prescriptions refilled.
Yeah. And others are livid Kaiser the way my family does.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one. I always ask the same question to everybody. And by now, people listening to the show know the answer to this. Kaiser Permanente, where do they get the Permanente name? You know?
You know, I do not know.
Okay. Because the Kaiser steel plant was on the Permanente River in Sacramento.
Oh, so it started up there.
It started up there, and it was one of the shipbuilding plants, and that's where the HMO Kaiser Permanente started.
I've had Kaiser for 30 years.
I've had Kaiser since I've been five.
So
my
85
wife,
years?
My wife has had Kaiser since she's been one.
Wow.
Her number, her Kaiser number is two, right after Henry Kaiser.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'd like to have it too.
Sure. Why not? Mm-hmm. There is a baby cereal being sold at Walmart, no longer being sold at Walmart. It's called Parents' Choice Rice Baby Cereal. Mm-hmm. It has been removed, recalled, because testing shows increased limits of inorganic arsenic. What is inorganic arsenic?
I don't know. I was
versus
ask
organic arsenic?
If it was organic, I guess it'd be okay. Arsenic does show up in some things. Obviously, it shows up in baby cereal.
Yeah, you got to be very careful when you're buying Lace, particularly older Lace, because that has a lot of arsenic in it.
Yes, it does.
All right.
So you got to be careful. Hey, Governor Newsom has signed a bill that's going to change, you know, how life-saving animal blood is collected. I guess you can't you can't have any blood slave dogs anymore.
Yeah, I didn't even know this was a thing.
I didn't either.
And so blood that's used to save your animals, and when your dog needs a transfusion, where do you get it? You would think it'd be from volunteer dogs that go to the blood banks and, the vans. No.
Right.
Turns out that they're held as blood slaves. They're kept in captivity, and they're drained of their blood, I think, every couple of weeks? I want to drink your blood.
Well, I wouldn't say
And they just sit
drained.
There in cages. What?
I wouldn't say drained. Maybe tapped. Borrowed, used. But if you drain them, they come up empty, I think, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're out of blood. Good point.
Thank
I was
you.
Very vampire-like in my thinking at that point.
You are, and you look like one, too.
Thank you very much. Colorado Wildlife, the officers remove. This is a story. Let me go the other way. There's a bull elk that was running around with a tire on its antlers and its neck. And there you go, just carrying an extra tire. I guess just a spare. And he was part of the auto club. I have no idea. He walked around and if anybody needed a tire in the park. And they finally got him. They tranquilized him and took the tire off. It weighed 35 pounds. I mean, that's a heavy thing weighing around your neck. And he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. I was going to say, I wonder if it even bothered him.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not, because those antlers, for example, the big ones, the five-pointers or eight-pointers, 12-pointers, those weigh on top of your head. So I'm assuming and around your neck, it's going to be less weight that you have to carry. So, or at least, carrying 50 pounds... you die, and it's just you go 10 feet, and you can't stand it. Being 50 pounds overweight, and it's all in your gut, you can do that all day long. Distribution. Around an elk's neck is distributed appropriately. I just made that up, by the way.
That's very good. You're fascinating. Amazon says it's going to allow a lot of tech corporate workers to continue working at home as long as they can drive in.
When needed,
yeah.
But they're going to be working for the most part at home,
right.
So that means a whole hell of a lot fewer people go to the headquarters, and there are a lot of lunch places that are not very happy about that, and business places.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe everybody needs to do that, because this traffic now is worse than it's ever been.
Yeah, I know. With people working from home, I know people. Well, look at our sales department down there. People come in once a week. The place is a ghost town.
Our parking garage is a ghost town. When you come in early in the morning, it gets maybe 10 more cars parked in it.
In the meantime, traffic, you're right, is as bad as it has ever been.
Killer.
Yeah. There you go. Traffic, taxes, termites. All right, we're done.
Okay.
Fair enough. And Pacific Coast just got a cheap plug.
Well, did you say Pacific Coast or you just said
I just
termites?
Said termites. I just wanted to bring that in.
Okay, I got you.
Coming up, the climate crisis. And it goes on, and we always kick the can down the road. There are some things coming up right now that have to be dealt with, and because the window is closing. And I'll explain that story when we come back. This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.